At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
So we're here with Sydney.
Hey.
And we just worked out. This is Harry's least favorite thing. He hates white.
Cottage cheese?
He hates cottage cheese, yogurt, anything white and viscousy.
It does look nasty on your lips. That's why I tried to scarf mine down before we started.
Is it off mine?
Yeah. There you go.
Sydney's my sister.
Hi, Chibi.
We're repping our Sidfit hoodies. I really like them.
Yeah, they're really cool, huh?
They're really cozy.
They're so cozy.
I've done more self-growth with Sydney than the years of therapy I've done, and Prozac.
Shucks.
I haven't hit the Juul all day. It's been at my house.
I was going to say, why did you have to start that now?
This is, it's just because I come home, you hit a little Juul.
Do what you gotta do, babe.
I did have a zin in the whole time we were boxing, I'll tell you what.
Ew, you did?
Yeah.
That's the dipping thing?
Keeps you going.
That's disgusting, man. Why don't you just take a pre-workout?
Because those, I think, would give me a panic attack.
Yeah.
Right?
I've had, like, moments where I feel like I'm gonna have a heart attack because I took a pre-workout. I don't really fuck with them. I just drink coffee.
The Celsius I drank once, I had a full panic attack for 2 hours.
Yeah.
On stage.
One time I was teaching for like a digital cycling thing and I had drank like a pre-workout thing and I was on the bike and I had probably had like 2 iced coffees like and yeah. I drank and they gave us free energy drinks because you know like it like an Instagram sponsorship thing. So they left all these like free energy drinks.
Yeah.
I drank one right before and then they're filming it and it's live. And I'm on the bike and I was like, I'm having a heart attack.
Did you say it?
But I'm teaching to the class.
Oh.
And I was like fully gonna pass out and like topple off the bike.
So like too I just, high like, feeling?
Yeah, it was crazy.
I know, I was on these boys, Lucas and Jamie's podcast, and I was describing a panic attack as I was having one. And I was like, it's so scary. I kind of started, yesterday when I was shooting that scene, I almost was panicking. And then I was like, I haven't had one drop of water all day and I've just been chugging coffee.
Yeah, wow.
But you muscle through.
Yeah.
So we started working together and then you were like, we both were in the cycle.
Yeah.
Of oppression. we both were stuck in the cycle on and off, which was so sick.
It was sick.
So sick. I was like, yeah, this is my situation.
You were so annoying because when you're like out of the cycle, you're like, yeah, I know what it was. I know what it's like to be there, but I'm involved now.
And then I get right back in.
Yeah, and then you get right back in.
Yeah. Well, it's so fucked up. I mean, it's so fucked up because when we met, you were ending your cycle, I was still in mine, and then I ended mine, and you went back into yours.
Right.
And we've just been rotating like
totally.
That. It's so funny.
Yeah.
And now my cycle is on yours is off. Well, it's ever. But lately, the thing we've been working on, we always have like a new every week. We're like, you know what? This week, here's what we're going to do. Dude, last week I called Sid and she's like, I'm having a full panic attack in my apartment, hyperventilating. And she's like, just breathe in, breathe out, breathe in. And then she's like, do you want to know what happened to me today? Then describes the most heinous situation. And I was like, it was like enough to make me like, well, at least I'm not that bad.
No, but it was so cute. Like, you were like, like, that's how she called me. She was like, I was like, all right, Jordan, we're going to breathe in together. Like, we're breathing in through our nose for 4 counts. We're exhaling for 4 counts. And you, like, you were so obedient. You're like, and then I feel like, you're like, okay, I feel better.
It really helped.
Okay, I'm fine. Okay, I'm fine.
Well, you were describing, like, I was like going through the, you know, the classic love addict, like, what if things end and I'm alone forever? And you were just like here describing all the people that love me and how loved I was. And I was like, yeah, you're right. Bye.
Yeah, you're like, okay, I'm fine. Gotta go. Bye.
Yeah, it is crazy, man. But every week we have like a new agenda.
Yeah.
Of what we're trying.
It's really nice though. It's so helpful. You're also, wait, do I look at the camera or the screen? Or neither?
The camera, if you want to look there.
Like, I guess you're the only person in the world that I'm as honest with as I am myself. Like, I
about
water
how bad it is.
About how bad it is and how sick I am. And I like how you call it sicko mode when we're, like, fully in our shit. I was thinking about that the other day. I actually told my therapist that.
We have to... Sicko mode?
Yeah.
Sicko mode is... For me, sicko mode is Swedish fish, whole bag, fuck it. It's also, like, my sicko mode is... Your sicko mode is like, I'm just going to hook up with this person, even though it's bad, and I'm not going to worry about it till later. My sicko mode is like, I am going to ask this person every question I can possibly get to the bottom of. Like, do you love me? How long do you think we'll be together? You have that?
Yeah.
That is also a sicko mode.
That's sicko mode. Sicko mode is like when you're just like behind, I picture it like, you're kind of just like pressing full gas. You're
yes.
Like, fuck it. And you're just like, yes. I don't give a fuck.
And
like,
you abandon like, all boom, dignity.
Boom, boom. Yeah.
And you're like, what even is dignity? It's a construct.
And you're like, nothing matters. Fuck it.
Yes. Like, it's like nothing matters is the trickiest. Yeah. I hate when that happens
just
when
want
I go
a
into
shot, like,
because maybe. You're like, something does matter and it's what happens after this. Like later, I'm going to have to clean up this mess.
Totally.
It does matter
it does
later.
Matter, yeah.
It sucks. I do that with eating. Where I'll be like, who cares? And then later I'm like, I feel really bad.
And that's going to take me like a week. To like
Yeah. We both were deprived of love as children.
Yeah.
And now we seek it in men. We both have the daddy issue.
Yeah.
The daddy issue is big. That's what we bond on most.
Yeah.
We need the daddy. You saw me just do daddy.
Where?
Where I was asking how to set up the camera.
Oh,
that's my form of daddy.
Yeah.
Yours is like, I'm going to fuck up whoever comes near you, bitch.
Yeah.
Mine is, I mean, that would be sick. That would be sick.
But I'm attracted to all forms of daddy. Like, fix something in my house and I will, like.
Yeah. No, I also, like.
Take my panties off.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
It's just, like, the sense of being, like, cared. Like, someone, like, takes the. It's like someone takes the weight off your shoulders and you're just like, oh, thank you.
But how come some women don't, like, I have some friends who, like, it wouldn't even come up for them to ask for help. Like, it's all I do is being like, do you think you could help me?
That's not true, though, because you do so much on your own. We both do.
I know, but I love.
How much shit we do on our own.
That's true.
I think that's why, also, it's so addictive. Because when someone does show up.
Oh, we put too much on our plate.
Yeah, and then someone does show up, and it's like, thank you, Jesus. I've been carrying the weight of the world on my back.
You're right. My other friends will be like, I'm taking a day for myself. Whereas me and you were like, I'm going to go all day. I'm going to die. I'll come back to life. I'll die again.
Yeah.
That is true. Brianna will be like, actually, I've like done too much today. I'm going to. Yeah, totally. Where you will work from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Right.
And I will do 12 to 4 a.m.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But we're running from our demons.
Yeah, we are.
But what did we learn today that was good? Oh, yeah, taking responsibility.
Accountability.
I've been big on this. This happened the other day. I was in that, like, couples therapy thing, and he kind of went in on me. And I was like, all right. You know, like, I was, like, getting mad. I was like, your shoes are ugly. And he was like, you just literally dwell on everything negative. And I was like, nuh-uh. And then I was like, I realized it was true. Like, I never see the positive things in my life. I only see the negative.
Right.
And I get so much out of just being like, well, this means that this is going to go bad. This means...
But no, but what I do really respect about you, which not everyone is like this, is like, you're so receptive to feedback even when you're at your worst. Like, sometimes I'm afraid to say something because I'm like, I know you're feeling really shitty and I don't want to hit you with, like, the hard knock truth at like, the time when you're, like, struggling the most. But then you hear it and you actually are able to absorb it and maybe even conduct differently going forward. And I feel like there...
I'll do anything anybody tells me if
you
it helps.
Give it a shot. I love that about you. And then also you're, like... Like, you know, you have a deep knowing that, like, everything is working in your favor and, like, the universe is working for you and, like, all that stuff. Like, I think we both find... I think that's why we, like, fuck with each other so hard is because... Like, because I can't be friends with people who have Debbie Downer outlooks on, like, life, you know? Yeah. That's just not my vibe. But I think we both are, like, our lives are rock. We, like, are super successful at careers that we are obsessed with. We, like, are really talented at the things that we do.
Yeah.
We have that foundation of knowing.
So we got to fuck it up a little bit.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. We don't want to be boring people who are just like, I'm happy with my life.
Yeah.
We have dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, look at our dogs. So come here, chibi baby.
Come here, Jesse Poodle. Come on.
Birdie,
come.
Oh, my God. She's crazy. Look.
Jesse, come here, buddy.
Are you going to eat that whole bone? I believe it.
I believe it. Is that edible? Like, you can actually eat the thing?
It's a bone.
Yeah. She can eat it? Eat it?
I mean, I don't think it's possible for her to eat it, but my mom's pit bulls have them. Mm. And they're just as insane.
Yeah.
But yeah, but it does suck that we get totally, like, only when I called you and you reminded me was I able to pull myself out of that. But when I'm in it, I'm like, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not able to remind... You know what else I think it is? I think that it's like, if comedy goes to shit, if all these things don't happen, I'll be alone. So, like, I'm trying to shore up this, like, forever promise.
Right.
With somebody.
Yeah, word. Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
You know what I mean?
That's sad. But, okay, so I was thinking about, like, in relation to the accountability thing.
Yeah.
Like, an accountability... perspective on those moments where you're spiraling would be this, and I know you don't want to hear this because in the moment it's like so brutal, but it's like you like, and when you're having like a panic attack like that, you're actually not Jordan as an adult, you're little kid Jordan.
Yes.
Like all of your old shit's being triggered and you're like, ah, like I'm gonna die, because like when you were little that was the reality. It was like whatever, it's really life or death at that moment, right? So then what you have to do in the moments that you're spiraling is first identify, like, okay, I feel very young right now. I'm not functioning in my adult brain. I'm functioning in my, like, little kid brain. Like, okay, that's not a problem. That happens to everyone. Then the accountability version would be, let me do a visualization. And, like, this is what I've learned from therapy, and sometimes I'm successful, but most of the time I'm not, is, like, let me do a visualization where, like, I feel and learn myself as the little kid me that's spiraling right now. I almost, like, put her next to me, like, little Sid is right here. And then I visualize, like, adult Sid entering the equation, sitting next to her, and, like, what does she need to hear and what does she need to feel to actually find comfort and, you know... Like, because we're our adult selves is, like, what our little kid selves needed most.
Totally. The problem is when I'm in little kid mode, it's like the only adult in the room is whoever I've like idolized and been like, yes, totally.
Yeah, like your daddy.
Your daddy. So if I'm talking to that kid, I'm like, it looks like this. I'm like, okay. And he's like, do you think I could also have some? It's like this. It's like,
ask him. That's what I'm saying. Like,
oh, it's being like, ask him. It's being like, no, it's being like, yeah, ask him. But it's also being like, everything's going to be fine. You're just being you're freaking out. You might, if you keep freaking out like this, nobody's going to love you. You're going to end up alone. You're being a baby. No. I love you, but really, we need to, let's work together, be an adult for a second so we can win him back. And the kid is like, but I'm scared. And you're like, get it together. We won't, we'll be alone, dude. And it's like, but I just want you. And you're like, no, you don't want me. No, I am you, you retard. You're fucking stupid.
No, that's not it, bro. That's not it.
Quit crying. No, that's why I called you. Oh, that was huge that I called you. I called you and I was like, I was like, dude, he went outside for a minute. I was so freaking out. And then I just was like, and you were like, okay, because it is when I do it for myself, like I'll hold myself at, like, I'll be like, you need to calm down. Like I had to do it last night because I was freaking out about something. And I was like, you're all right. Just go to sleep. But the problem is like, the darkness that comes up when I think of me as a kid, you know what I mean? Like people are like, take care of your childhood self. And I'm like, she was so, it was so dark going back there.
Words.
You know what I mean?
Same.
Yeah.
But you have to find compassion for that person because that's you, bro. Like, sorry, but that's still you.
Maybe so I gotta, like, change your clothes. Maybe that's what I should do. Be like, we're gonna change you into clean clothes. You smell like piss.
No, you're abusing. You're going back and abusing her. You need to go back and, like, find compassion for her.
That's probably what I need to work on the most.
Yeah.
Because right now I'm like, you're needy, you're chubby, and you only eat the insides of Oreos. Why don't you eat the whole cookie?
I think that's also what we have in common is, like, we're very confident with, like, very low self-worth.
Yeah, 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 the lowest. Yeah.
So fucked up. It's like, I have, like, moments where I'm sure that if I died, like, nobody would remember who I was. But yet, I can, like, walk into a room of 600 people and, like, box or like teach an awesome class or be, you know, on camera.
But maybe that's why it's depressing. It's depressing that I can go up on stage and convince a room of people that I'm cool when I know so well that I'm not. That way, with people like the dudes we see, with them, it's like if we convince them, that's the top tier.
Right.
Like I never care if the audience is like, we love you. I'm like, that's gonna be a pretty good little dummy dumb dumb. Right? But if the guy who hates me, I can get to like me, I'm like, yes. Even the fact that, like, it might be better for me if my mom still didn't give a fuck about me.
Why?
You know what because then I wouldn't choose a man to play that role. I guess you have both, though.
I was going to say, bro. That is exactly my
dilemma. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, it is, like, you know, though.
But, but back to the accountability thing. It's, like, at this point, it's all about us. Like, we're the people that we need the approval and, like,
affirmation, validation
from. Am I, like, cramping you? Sorry. I feel like I'm leaning in.
I feel like I'm leaning out. That's good.
Come in.
I feel like the problem is, you know what also is the problem is, like, you go to these, like, you find out, like, oh, if I just get, like, reassurance. The problem is I have, like, OCD, right? So say I get reassurance from my partner, and they say the thing that dad should say, right? I love you, you're safe, you're good, I love you. Then my brain is like, you're just saying that because we talked about that you needed to say that more. And then I dig deeper. And then they're like, actually, I do hate you, you know?
That's because you love going into, like, a doom hole.
I love a doom hole.
Yeah.
What? Dude, I feel safe in... Too. My mom used to be like... She used to just rip on me all the time because we would be like at the top, we would be at the bunny hill. And I'd be like, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to go down the bunny hill. My ski is going to dislodge. My knee will crack out. My bone will penetrate. My eye will then go into my own bone from my leg. We're going to go to the hospital. I'll die. Everybody will be sad. And she was like, that's not. And then eventually I would panic so much I'd get tired out and be able to go down the bunny hill and have so much fun. Or like I couldn't get my teeth clean for like the first 5 years because I would run away.
Yours not green. Oh, sorry, Evan.
I would run away from the.
You would run away from what?
The dentist. Because I was like, they're gonna rip my gums out. They're gonna use their little sharp tools and they're gonna. Hey, coyote. She hates my dad. Yeah, Timmy, Mimi.
Wait, explain that again.
I just would go to the dentist. I would be like, the dentist is going to scrape my gums off with that spiky tool. They're going to hurt me. I'm going to bleed out. They're going to poke my eyeballs out with sharp things. My mom would be like, no, they're not. And then the dentist would always come in and be like, everything's going to be fine. And I'd be like, and I would get up and I'd run the 5 blocks home.
Wow.
And then finally this one woman came in and was like, reality, I'm going to probably cut your gums a little. It's going to hurt. But, like, I'm going to do my best. And I totally let her do that because she explained how much pain there was going to be, what was going to go on.
Interesting.
And then my mom ended up marrying her. I walked in on them having sex, but
oh my god,
from a safe space to a weird space.
Listen. But here's the thing, though. I think we both identify that we're like we're addicted to like pain in some way. Yes. I think that's like we like to replay pain because we're trying to solve it, or like but
I just want to know what pain is going to come.
But it never, but you think that, but then it comes and you're like, no more. Like, I feel like that with boxing too. Like I felt that, like I kept on fighting after like, all right, we know you could get punched in the face. You could still fuck a bitch up, like all this stuff. And it's like, I had to get like 5 concussions and be hospitalized and like in a black room before I was like, okay, I probably shouldn't do this anymore.
Yeah. So drawn to pain, but also afraid of the pain.
Like, afraid of the pain, but
if I was afraid of pain, I wouldn't date and avoid it.
Right. We're inviting it in, but it's like we're inviting in the conflict. There's, like, tension with pain, and we, like, love that tension.
Dude, I've been talking a lot to ChatGPT about the avoidant anxious attachment.
That's so weird that you talk to...
I love him.
ChatGPT.
Yeah. It's probably because it's the least boring... Do you get bored? It's not that I get bored. I'm trying to think of the feeling. I get. If I'm not in pain, maybe I feel like I'm wasting time. Or maybe I feel like nothing's happening. I'm trying to imagine. If everything's good. Like, I talked to my friend Chloe yesterday and I was like, how's it going with your boyfriend? And she was like, really good. And I was like, what? And? He has a tiny cack. And she's like, no, it's really good and I love him. And I was like, so how do you, like, live? You know what I mean? Like, the turmoil is crucial to... You know what it is? It's... maybe, for me, in order to, like, matter to my parents, I had to be like, I want to kill myself. And then they'd be like, all right, we'll listen to you.
Maybe that, actually, yeah.
So maybe... with that. Yeah, so maybe, like...
If it's not disaster, then, like, no one's looking. No one's seeing us.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, brother.
Yeah. Because I was the disaster one, so I got all the attention. Mm. And my sister was just, like, the athletic good one. But I was, like, cutting and eating and fat, and so everybody had to be, like, all hands on deck. So I'd be like, well, this is working out. We just have to stare the devil in the eyes and do it. We just have to do the thing. We have to do the hard thing. Yeah. We have to let things be okay. Yeah. I mean, we'll just stir the turd.
Yeah, no, but I actually have a tendency. Okay, well, here's what I think I actually do, to be honest. Like, this is a good example. How do I say this without revealing too much? There was just a situation where there was, like, a guy, and he's, like, attached to other things that I do, and there was a possibility of... you know, taking it into territory that's not friendship. And like I have to remind myself sometimes, like, you don't just have to, like...
Are you worried?
I don't want to say it, but, like...
You don't just have to fuck everybody? Yeah, totally.
You don't.
I know! It's like, so crazy.
And even if they're attractive and there's, like, chemistry, like, you don't have to go there.
I do that every time. Every time. My entire life. If a guy's like, I'm interested in you, I'm like, I better swallow up all of this while I can. And the next thing I know, I have a freaking UTI. It sucks.
Like, there's never been, like, not to be, like, cocky, but, like, there's never been a shortage of men who, like, want to have sex with either of us. Like, there's plenty of them. So it's like less...
Nashville, huge shortage.
Oh, really?
Nashville, Tennessee, yeah.
No way, I figured like cowboys.
No. Yes, cowboys, but I was not a prairie girl.
Really?
Nashville was so tough. They would literally see me and be like, what's your name, Rick? And I'd be like, no, dude, I just don't wear little prairie dresses and pretend that we're pre-Civil War era.
Right. Well, we gotta get you a prairie dress.
Dude, all prairie dresses. We would go two-stepping and I would just wear pants and they'd be like... So are you the leader? And I'm like, no, I'm still a woman. I still would like to dance. And they're like, you look like you need to take out the recycling.
Something's been up with my vibe lately where, like, the lesbianism is, like, uptick. Everyone thinks I'm gay.
You know, I'm literally afraid to hang out with your lesbian friends because I'm worried that...
You're gay?
I'm just worried that I'll see how much better it is.
No, but that's not... They're not... I always say this about them. I love the fuck out of them. These are two of my clients. They're a couple. And, like...
They're both so hot, but, like, in different ways.
They're both so hot, and it's also just, like, straight or gay couple, like, whatever. I've never seen a better couple. Like, the way that they interact, it's like going to school for, like, healthy dynamics.
Yeah, but that's how my moms are. Two of my moms, they're lesbians.
That's not all lesbians. Some lesbians are fucking toxic as fuck.
Okay, but the fact that both of our example of a good relationship is lesbian couple.
That I have some straight.
Coyote. It's the bone. Coyote. She's like, all right.
All right.
Come here, Jesse. Come here, Mama.
Jax, come.
They're just taking turns it's on this bone. Yeah, I mean, I just get worried that I'll realize that women can be daddies, and I'll be like, oh shit.
Okay, fine. Yeah, no, I think I just love to dress and vibe like a lesbian, but I'm like so disturbingly straight. It sucks. Even they know that. Like, my real lesbians know that.
Hey.
Yeah.
I know. Anyway. I know. I'll see, like, even there was this old man at the dog park today, and I was like, I bet he's fun to snuggle with. He's just an old man. It's crazy. Also, yeah, I mean, the everybody thinks I'm gay, obviously, but I also just think if you do interesting things, people immediately think you're gay. Like, I wore a watch for, yeah, like, a week, and people were like, you're gay.
You're,
and I was
so
like, because
gay.
I need to know the time of day that, yeah, it is. That's crazy.
Also, yeah, I'm a fucking boxer. Of course,
yeah,
people,
yeah,
think I'm gay.
I can't believe people think you're gay. You are very femme. Who says it?
Everyone. Like, you should see, like, how many DMs I get. Like, literally asking about my sexuality. It's honestly, a lot of it's gay women being like, are you gay?
I had that last night. This woman came up to me after the show. I freaked out at her in the show. I was like, she shushed me when I was upstairs, and I was like, you're a fucking idiot. You're shushing me. I'm on stage. You feel like an idiot now, don't you? Quit shushing people. Your shush is louder than people talk. And I, like, went in on her, and then I went upstairs, and she's like, are you dating anyone?
Oh, shit.
And I was like, no, and
she's
like,
turned on by that.
Yeah, and I was like, that probably what, yeah, it is people, women telling you what to do for a lesbian
is
woman
hot.
Is super hot.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's true, actually.
I mean, women were clamoring,
yeah,
for my mom because she's like that.
One lesbian woman asked me, like, if I've ever, like, worn a strap-on, and I was, like, horrified by that question.
Yeah, yeah.
But fair question. Like, I guess if any girl...
You can do it!
You can do it!
Oh, wow!
Jesse, come.
Oh, wow.
Come here, little girl, come. Go to mommy. Come here, little fat girl.
Come on, Jax. Come on, Jesse. Oh. Coyote, come on, Domicino. Come on, Domicino.
She's a baby.
Oh.
She's just a baby.
Wow.
The whole family.
Wow. Well, we got to figure out something.
Yeah.
Something's got to give.
Something's not working.
We can't just keep freaking out all the... Oh, sorry for rustling this. We can't just keep freaking out all the fucking time.
Yeah.
But maybe we're getting better as...
Maybe we need to have a dating show and then get, like, eligible bachelors.
The problem is, like, you see, like, you'll go out with somebody, or, like, Alex will go out with somebody, or any of our friends will go out with somebody, and then you're just, like, the second we have the... Oh, my God. Coyote, you're on my mic. The second one of them is, like... Jax's her fearful eye, just like, oh. The second one of them are having an okay time with them, 5 minutes later, they're like, yeah, they have a wife and a girlfriend and they're scary.
Right.
Can men just not be scary?
No. Sorry.
You know what it is? It's
what?
Just we don't even see the not scary ones.
Yeah, that's probably true.
In June 2024, a teenager attended a music festival and never returned.
Miles and miles away from where he was staying, up a mountain.
He hasn't gone 3 days and turned into Pablo Escobar.
The online sleuths had lost sight of this was somebody's son.
The disappearance of Jay Slater on Channel 4. Stream now.
Fellas, April's National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month. Manscaped has partnered up with Testicular Cancer Society and launching limited TC Ball Hero Bundle. TCS Ball Hero Bundle. It includes Lawnmower 5.0, brand new purple design, and Boxers 2.0 and purple camo for the ultimate comfort and style. Personal endorsement. Here's the deal. It shouldn't be called Manscaped. It should be called Womanscaped. Me and all my northern ladies, Coyote, used it, to be honest. I use the... Fuck, I forgot what it's called, but it's one of the buzzers on my... pubis. It works. It's actually the best. It's actually the best I've ever used. To be honest, I'm all in on Manscaped. They just sent me a new razor. Thrilled about it. Highly recommend. I forget the one that I use, but it's called like the Manifold or something like that, but you should definitely get one of those. Encourage the men in your life, or women, to be honest, if you're a northern bitch. Oh, Coyote. Hey.
Between her ears right now. It's kind of cool.
Encourage the men in your life to perform simple routine self-checks while enjoying Manscaped products designed for everyday use. Or I'll perform them on you, you know what I'm saying? Give a little check. Get the bundle while supplies left and help raise awareness for testicular cancer together. Get 20% off plus free shipping with promo code RIPJJ at manscaped.com. Visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn more about how to check yourself. Check yourself. Or make a donation to the Testicular Cancer Society at Save Lives today to save lives and balls. That's code RIPJJ at manscaped.com. RIPJJ. Do it. Use it. It helps me if you use it. Ladies, I know you're listening. I know that you're tired of Coyote. I know that you're tired of fucking shaving and pulling the fucking eyeball back so that you can get a clean go. I know you're tired of using the razor so it slowly inches in until you get a little goatee and you got to take that all off. Now we have a bald vagina. Get the buzzer. It keeps it at bay.
Some days it's the workout. Other days it's just getting through your to-do list. Celsius has your back. Zero sugar energy drink that tastes amazing and keeps you powered for whatever's next. Grab an ice cold Celsius today at a retailer near you.
Factor. Make this the best season yet with nutritious 2-minute meals from Factor. Eating well has never been this easy. Just heat up and enjoy, giving you more time to do what you want. Get outside instead of prepping for cooking indoors. Jesus. Factor meals arrive fresh and ready to eat, perfect for active lifestyle. With 45 weekly menu options, you can pick up gourmet meals that fit your goals. Choose from Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, Keto, and more. I like using Factor because you can mix and match. You can put things together. My freezer is chock full of them. You get the wild rice, you get a little chicken, you get a little sweet potato. And then my favorite thing is it has the macros on the side. That's very important. You can see the calories that you're taking in. I like to get it. I know some comedians will order a box of them on the road. So like, say you have a big trip coming up, order a bunch of them, throw them in their little freezer bag they give you. Get on, know that you're getting the goods, okay? It's actually pretty good. I recommend heat it up, throw it all in a bowl, mix it all together, nom, 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 okay? Don't eat it separate, it feels like you're in jail. But put it all together, mix up, good. All right, Factor powers your day, dare to say that, with satisfying breakfasts, on-the-go lunches, premium dinners, and guilt-free snacks and dessert. It's easy to savor more this spring. Factor meals pack in the flavor with none of the fuss. Get started at factormeals.com/RIPJordan50off. I'm going to change that promo code eventually. RIPJordan50OFF. And use code RIPJordan50OFF to get 50% off free shipping on your first box. That's code RIPJordan50off at factormeals.com/RIPJordan50off for 50% off plus free shipping. Thanks. Enjoy the show.
I went on a date with a nice... Oh my God, I forgot to tell you.
What happened?
I went on a date with a nice man. It was nice. We got a coffee and then we made out on his motorcycle. And he was
A motorcycle? Why didn't you tell me this?
A Ducati.
Wow, that's my favorite.
It would turn me on.
Wow.
And we just kissed and then I was like, good night.
Did he drive you home in the Ducati?
No, we walked. He parked it in front of my house. We like walked to get a coffee, walked back, kissed, and then he drove away.
How'd you meet him?
Hinge.
Hinge works better than Raya?
I deleted Raya because I'm cheap as fuck.
Raya sucks. Raya's all just dudes who have headshots was the most unattractive thing.
I hated Raya.
It's brutal.
That's actually, like, I think, you know, there is a need, like...
For dating app?
Yeah. Like, one that, like just, like, a better environment. I hate the thought of going on a single date with a stranger in a place. Like, that's so... I hate that.
Okay, if we designed one...
But it'd be nice to have just, like, a party.
What about this? Not,
or like something fun, like a boxing class, like something cool, like an event.
I went to run club. It was the scariest thing I've ever seen.
I don't want to run next. And then you're like,
they fucked after. People fucked a lot.
No way.
Yeah, they were all sweaty after because I did an interview, and I was at the end, and I was interviewing people, and they were like, "Yeah, I mean, I fucked last week."
I think speed dating could be cool.
I want to do speed dating.
We gotta do a speed dating event, dude. But like for cool people, because the only speed dating things are for like super. It's like super
speed
like...
Speed dating, but what about this? Speed dating, but you literally have 20 seconds. 20 seconds. And you're like, what's up? I'm going on with
him.
You'll go back, but like it gets longer and longer each time, but you eliminate people.
And you have
people.
To loosen people up beforehand. Like you do a little comedy.
Oh!
I'll dude. Take them through a little movement. And then we speed date the fuck out of them.
We should do this.
That'd be sick. But we have to go into the dating too.
I'm not going near these fuckers.
Come on, man.
No, I have a boyfriend who hates me.
Oh, yeah.
Listen. I have a boyfriend who wishes I was dead every day.
Dude, you have to stop with that. Like, can I pressure you a little bit?
Yeah, you may.
Okay, so, like, you're setting this whole thing up for failure by how you talk about it.
Right.
Is it because you don't want it to work out, or is it because you're scared it's not going to work out?
I don't want to be on here and be like, I have a boyfriend, and next week be like...
Forget that though. Like you got, that's like being like, I'm just gonna like try flying this plane with one wing. Like obviously it's not gonna fly because you're like, wait, that was a bad analogy. Ignore that. But like, you know what I mean? Or like,
yeah.
I'm just gonna see what it's like to like bake cookies with no sugar or flour, but only the other ingredients. Is that better?
Maybe analogies. It's like. Maybe it's like, I'm just going to throw the turkey in the oven. If it cooks, it cooks. It won't cook.
Because you didn't turn the oven on.
You didn't turn the oven on.
Right.
The oven's got to be on. Yeah, you got to put in.
I knew I kept you around for a reason. You're so much smarter than me.
I think the cooking thing was close. Yeah, the cooking thing got here. Come up. We see
there.
You're sleepy. Come up here.
Oh, you're so
pretty. Oh, she's muffy.
My poor dog. She's too fat to snuggle. But anyways, yeah, I just think you're being a little disrespectful to your relationship. If I may say so myself. Not that I think it's necessarily the right move to go all in, but if you're gonna go all in, I think you should, like, you know, you kind of gotta, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, take the leap.
Take accountability.
Okay, well, I can't do the speed dating because I have a boyfriend who loves me very much.
And you love him, and you want things to work out.
I really want things to work out. I really
okay,
do.
That's
Lord
good.
Knows that.
Okay.
I do.
And he actually and he doesn't really does me love yet. You.
He does.
Yeah.
He does. Oh, she's Zen doggy. She's Zen doggy.
That was good. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. He says the same thing.
Really?
Yeah. Like when I talked to you
does
on
he
the
he hate me?
No, I talked to you on the phone the other day, and I was like, "Sid, talk me down," and she like reminded me that like, even if things end with you, I have people who love me. And he was like, "I'm not ending things. I'm not saying that." And I was like,
"Just in case." But you might.
After tonight, you'll definitely tonight, know.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. It's
are you guys
I don't
having
wanna...
sex right now?
He's gone. But yeah, before it left.
Is it good?
Yeah.
You have orgasms? He's,
yeah. But I'm very easy comer.
Really? I'm such a hard comer.
Really?
That's like 90% of the reason I go back.
Really? Why are you a hard comer? You freaking get on top, throw the thumb up there?
Ew, the thumb?
Thumb.
Like your own thumb?
His thumb.
In your asshole?
Ew, no. On the clitoris.
Yeah. My clitoris is like up somewhere and unknown to man. It's all tucked in.
What?
You
got
a date. I have an innie.
Yeah, so just get up in there with it.
It doesn't work. I just have to, go on top.
Yeah.
And then I have to talk about.
I have to talk about my day.
I have to like role play some sick shit.
Oh, you have to do full
a little. Like I have to get my mind there. I have to play mind games with myself, and I only want to play it out on one person.
Maybe you only feel safe with one person. Don't listen to this. You're just a child. You don't listen.
Yeah, it's fucked up. I can't have like orgasms for casual sex. It doesn't ever work.
What if what is it called when you are clitorally
challenged?
No. Where people, so you can't come from penetrative sex, which makes sense.
No, I have to.
Yeah, but you have to be clitorally stimulated also. Or that doesn't do anything.
It doesn't do anything.
People going down on you.
Never.
Not
once
really do
in
it either,
my life have I had an orgasm from that.
Even with the hand in there?
Nope. I swear to God.
Weird.
Yeah.
What about vibrator alone?
I've never, no. This is awkward, should I say it?
Who cares?
If I masturbate, I have... I have to, like, ride a pillow like it's a man. Like, I hump a pillow. Like, upright.
So you really can't... What about porn?
That helps.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's in my mind. Because that's...
So your mind... What is your mind doing before you start... Mm-hmm. Is it just, like, this is stupid and dumb? Or is it, like, I'm ugly?
Wait, what?
Before you start doing dirty stuff, are you like, this is stupid and dumb and...
No, I'm like, I'm horny. Let me play out some scenes.
But if you don't play out scenes, what happens in your brain?
I'm just not like... I'm like... Not on that level. I'm on like a lower vibrating level where I like can't have an orgasm because it doesn't feel deep enough. Like I have to like put things in my mind, like role play things.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, when I was little, do you remember your first masturbation fantasies?
Aladdin.
So mine was, like, a doctor, like, raping me kind of thing.
Dude. Brianna recently was like, wait, listen, no, you have to keep
Aladdin?
It in.
Aladdin? That's so cute.
Mine was Aladdin. You know why it was Aladdin? Because oh, Aladdin... Because it wasn't really Aladdin. It was the whole scene where Jafar locks her up in the hourglass
okay,
thing.
Okay, now we're talking.
Yes.
Now I'm wet.
Dude, me and Brianna have this so hard. She goes, the other day she's like, my dentist was like really fucked up and like, I was like worried that he was like putting me under and like doing things. And then I went like this and she was like, I know. And I was like, I'm going to be masturbating to that later. It's always like that. It's
okay,
like,
that's also fucked up is sometimes I'm having sex.
I always have those things.
No, so that's having sex and I'm like, I know I'm not going to orgasm because it's like, but it's like good material for a good masturbation later.
Yeah.
Do you ever do that? You're like, I'm just using this as information, but this is not going anywhere for me.
100%. Do you fake?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
I
was talking about this with Alex, too. I'm like, I feel like I've gotten sickly good at, like, affirming men to get what I want from them.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, good at the game, you know? Like I feel like...
Chores? Good.
No. Like, if I need from... I want from them for them to, like, choose me, love me, validate me. So I'm, like, good at, like, sucking them in. By not be like I can like play the game.
Yeah,
I'm great at getting men to like me. Is what I'm trying to say.
But that's the love addict. Like
But it's almost like they're entering a deal that like is not fully truthful because I'm like playing this role because I'm just like I'll fake orgasm and I'll like make you think you're the fucking bee's knees.
Oh, something that has happened that I've learned about myself through you is we both do this thing where. We'll tie, like me when I'm single typically, or me pre-SLAA, I would tie these webs up with men and I would get so many men like needing me, relying on me, thinking I was going to give them something. And then I would just collapse and start like totally break down. And I would be so overwhelmed that I'd be like, I can't give these people what they fucking need.
And
it was only me being like, yes, I'll be your rock climbing buddy. I'll blow you. I'll bring you to this comedy thing. I'll teach you how to do that. And then all these men would come to pay the piper and be like, hey, we're basically dating, right? And I'd be like, no, I don't like any of it.
I didn't sign up for this, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the accountability thing comes in because instead of being like, oh shit, I've really woven this web, we're like, fuck man, you guys are all all this stuff.
Yeah.
Wait, this was so funny last night. Alex and I are on... Alex Cuban and I can tell a story. She'll like
Alex
this
is the
story.
One that made me pass out.
Yeah. We were on my couch eating dinner and... I cooked us these great steak bowls with rice. And we were talking about, like, I was describing the date with the guy with the Ducati. And he was super cool. Like, I really liked his vibe because, so we're walking on this, what? What, bro? What's so funny? Wait, what? Did I have something in my tooth?
You said
Ducati? What is a Ducati?
I said my first masturbation was to Aladdin. He said, oh yeah, mine was like my doctor raping me.
It was. But also, I was so ashamed of masturbating that I used to remove my vagina from the masturbation scenes. So it was like, instead of a vagina, it was like how Barbie just has like a flat thing. Yeah. Like that was always in the masturbation scene.
It's also just like so funny because notoriously, I'm like, dude, the amount of times I've been on stage and been like, we want rape. And people are like, what? And I'm like, no, not like real okay, rape. But like, boom, boom.
Okay, so this is related, right? Okay. So Alex Cuban's like the most liberal bitch you've ever met.
Yeah.
All her jokes, comedy, are like liberal female. Anyway, so I'm describing this date with the Ducati guy. And we're like, when I was telling her, when we were walking on the street, me and the guy, like, he just would subtly, like, take the outside corner of the street to be like, between me and the cars, you know?
I love that.
I love that shit. I was like, fuck yeah.
I only know about that shit because you've been with a couple guys who have done that.
Me?
You've had that one other guy did that too, and I was like, what?
Right. Yeah. Like, very protective, right? Yeah. Then we get to the coffee shop. Like, whatever. I don't care if it's a tea, a coffee, a drink, a dinner. Like, take out your fucking card and just pay. And you don't have to do it every time, but at the beginning, like, don't be a fucking puss, right?
Oh, my God.
Puss,
the splitting in the beginning. Even if I offer, say absolutely not.
And just don't even, there shouldn't be a second that I have to offer on the first date. Like, don't be a fucking puss.
It's so crazy.
Anyway, he, like, takes out the phone, like, pays. Like, I don't even have to reach for anything. I'm like, thank you. Whatever. Cool. He didn't even, like, notice it. And that's what I like. It's not like, see, I paid for it. It's just like,
it's not like, I got this.
It's very insane. And, like, and then there was just like a good vibe and we're like sitting across from each other. And then he was like, can I sit next to you at the coffee shop? What? Shut up, bro. Are you still happy about me getting raped by a doctor? Fuck off. And he comes and sits next to me. And then immediately it's like, he has, like, the thick-ass neck, you know how I here, and he, like, has his hand on, and it was just, like, right there, and I was like,
wait, why didn't you tell me about this?
I forgot. Then we walk back, and we, like, make out on his, like, Ducati, like, sitting there like that. It was so hot. Wait. And then I was like, okay, I'm gonna go, and I just took Jax upstairs. Oh, and he was, like, really nice to Jax. Anyway, I'm describing this scene to Alex, and I was like, about the check thing and the standing on that. She's like, yes, yes. And then I was like, I'm sorry. Like, I was like, yes, I'm liberal, but like, come on, man. And she's like, I am a Republican woman. Like, screams it.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
That means like coming to Jesus moment.
I know, I dude. Like, I was just talking about that on stage last night where I was like,
just, like, don't be a fucking puss. But like, yes, I can take care of myself. I can pay for a check. I'm like a fucking Renaissance woman.
Yeah.
But when we're on a date, can you just like be a sack up?
No,
like,
all the time. If I'm carrying luggage, you must take it. Dude, I freaked out. I was on set yesterday and this guy, I had just been talking about like how women should be treated like men. And then this guy barrels through me and two other women and is like moves us. And I go, what the fuck, bitch? And he goes, fucking cunt. And I was like, how are you going to just shove through a bunch of women, you fucking asshole? Be a fucking gentleman. Say, excuse me. And this PA comes up and she's like, do you know that man? Should we call the cops? And I was like, no. And I was like, anyway, you piece of shit, little bitch. Watch it when freaking ladies are coming through. And I was like, watch where you're walking with some beautiful ladies. It was so ridiculous. But yeah, I agree. Yeah. It's.
But Alex was like, she's like, yes. Yeah. And then she goes, I am a Republican woman. Like a declaration to the gods.
I just feel like if we have to look good and we have to. Yeah. I mean, it's like there are things I will do as a woman. I will like do some level of maintenance on my appearance, despite what people say. I will, you know. I'll do the blowjobs, but you gotta do. I don't even mind if I'm blowjob heavy and he's not.
Me neither. I think no problem.
Sometimes when a guy is over cunnilingusy, I'm like, no. Ooh, you're close with your mother, you know? You are oddly close with your mother, and I know that.
Yeah, some people love that. I'm not really.
How long have we been going? But I do.
Should we play like a funny game to finish?
How do we play a funny game?
Should we do like the associations game?
Oh, mind melt?
How do you play that?
What is your associations game?
I don't know. Like it was a half-baked thought.
Like, we say something and then you think of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh no, I know. Like, if I say fruits, then we each have to like name it. 1, 2, 3.
Name what?
Like fruits, back and forth that actually fall under that category, but it's not fruits. It's like something funnier.
Okay. Okay.
So you name a category, and then we have to go back and forth.
Types of women.
Strong.
Ugly.
Lesbian.
Fat.
Skinny. Skinny.
Brave.
Meek.
Chibi.
You lose.
Okay, one more.
That was not funny.
Okay, do another one.
Sex positions.
Door.
That's not what it is. Please demonstrate.
Okay, we have to go very fast. Whoever pauses for more than a second loses.
You just lost.
Okay, great. Okay, go. Okay, go. Sex positions.
Doggy.
Ding.
You idiot.
Okay.
Do you know what a sex
position is? No, you go. Okay, go to do it.
Yeah, different. Now I'm picking a different category. Okay. Stupid. Dog names.
Boof.
You're the worst.
I'm looking at Coyote.
Professional boxers.
Harvey.
Are you okay? It's not that funny because you're so smart, but you're so dumb at the same time. Oh, brother.
Okay.
You get so nervous.
Okay.
It's kind of like when we're boxing and you made that retard pin and you're like...
Okay, actors.
Angelina Jolie.
Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, shit. Charlize Theron. No. 3, 2, 1, I win. I'm halfway.
Okay.
You just oh, really nicknames. Like, nicknames, you can't remember.
Nicknames for our dogs. 1, 2, 3, go.
Chibi.
Muffin.
Pookie.
And Gub Gub.
Munchkin.
And Coyote's just like, yes, yes.
Tex is dead.
I really could do this all day.
Me too.
Listen, here's what Sid does. She trains people. If you live in Brooklyn, you can go in person. But more importantly, she has an online training program. That's what I do.
There's books.
She trains me in person a lot, but that's like for boxing. But she also does, like, if you look at Caitlin Palufo and all the weight she's lost, that's mainly from this online thing that she does called S-Box. She'll program it for you. She'll change it according to your needs. Like, I'll hit her up and I'll be like, yo, dude, I fucking cannot feel my ass. And she'll be like, why? Because you worked out so hard? And I go, none of your business. And then she'll be like, okay, we're just going to do a light arm day. Or some days I'll be like, dude, I'm at this hotel.
That's what I have access to.
I'll be like, I'm at my house.
Tell them about the retreats.
And then there's retreats. I went on one, the boxing retreat. It was so much fun. You get to play in the sun and you get to learn how to box. And Jesus, I've never felt a dog lay their head down heavier. She was like, there's amazing food that is created by like a chef, and you just get to have a really, like, my whole thing is when I go on vacations, I binge eat, and my parents are always like, we're gonna go out to eat a bucket of oil. But this is like all prepared, so you get to go on vacation and get fit. And it was so fun, and it led to like
so many good friendships.
Forever friendships and tears and laughter. It was very good. Well, you're going to do this podcast again, 100%.
Yeah, for sure.
But you've saved my life.
I love you.
I love you so much.
We love each other, but we're not lesbians, despite popular belief.
Despite what everybody wants. What everybody would pay a lot of money for. Dude, that one clown of yours, though, I would fuck. Holy smokes.
Which one?
You know which one. Yeah. Jeez.
I know.
Why is that?
It's a problem.
The bitch has short hair, put on a backwards hat, and I'm immediately down. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like the little, like, but yeah. Shit.
She does it for you.
She does it for me. There was another woman who did it for me I was thinking about.
Who?
That was in a movie.
One of my clients?
No, there was a person I saw that I was like, there's something about them. I forget who it was. Maybe it was like a they that. Oh, it was when we saw. Maybe you weren't at the gym.
Oh, no, she's there in the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paige. It's not Paige. Elliot Page.
Yeah.
Elliot Page.
So attractive.
So attractive.
So adorable. And just, like, the energy is good.
So cute.
Yeah, that's the thing. I am fluid. Fuck all of you. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
But I just, like, I don't, like, go for vaginas. Like, it doesn't turn... Ugh. Like, the thought is... Eating a
vagina. They're eating out of vagina. I can't believe they do that.
Literally. And, like, I wouldn't ever want to put on a strap-on and fuck someone.
I could do the strap-on.
I could not.
I think I could do the strap-on because I could be like, fuck you. Because sometimes I felt that when fucking me.
I like the opposite. Like, I like to play the opposite role of that.
I always thought that, but then sometimes I'll do this thing where I go into rage mode.
Oh, no, I've never done that.
You should try rage mode. It's sick, dude.
And you're like, turn around.
Next time you go into the dark side, you should do the thing. No, I don't say turn around. I just, in my head, I go like... Fuck you.
Oh, interesting. I could get into that.
Yeah, and just in my head I'm doing it, yeah. And then I'm like, oh, this is how people get into strap-ons.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Makes sense. Yeah, that energy comes out.
That energy where you're like, yeah, I'm going to fuck you too.
I guess just like over me or under me, it has to be masculine to like turn me on. And that masculine could come in the form of maybe like, you know, whatever. Like, I'm not really picky, but like, yeah, if I see like a little girl like, I'm like, that's... Not
I know, but that's the thing is like, then you meet somebody and you meet, I mean, my friend was talking about this with a really hot female musician and she was like, women can be daddy too. And my friend was like,
right. Like, oh, if I met a daddy woman, maybe.
Yeah. Somebody who's like, lay down, I'm putting this fucking pipe in you. And you're like, no. And they're like, yes. And you're like, no. And you're like, I'm your doctor. And you're like,
okay. Feels like a good place to end.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
Bye.